the Fade the Noise podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good sir Nathaniel Lundy. This is the Fade the Noise podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. And it was a bloody mess last night in the world of college basketball, Lundy. An absolute massacre if you backed any of the major favorites across the landscape. I was one of those individuals, not only on the standard side, it was chasing second half lines, had some live lines in there thinking, oh, there's no way that Georgetown's going to be able to hold up this lead against Creighton on the run. Oh, there's no way that St. John's is going to continue to drill open threes against this Villanova team. Fail, and other fails all over the place. It was an upheaval in the ranks, multiple teams going down in a wild Wednesday, probably the most upset-ridden night of the year with Creighton, Nova, Virginia Tech losing, Oklahoma State going down, Florida blowing a lead late in the game against South Carolina as the Gamecocks had a 12-1 run to close out that game and to secure the victory. St. Louis went down, and the biggest shocker special of the evening, East Carolina, who entering the night was number 150 in KenPom, beat Houston, and by a fairly resounding amount. Like, I don't know what the hell was going on, man. But I do have a bonus time early selection to cleanse the palate, but I want to get your thoughts on that first.
Well, yesterday was pretty ugly. Obviously, we had some hump day hockey. We were right on our first pick, and then Pasta had to go and get a hat trick for Boston and cost us that one in overtime. So that was a bummer with our hump day. But yeah, getting slapped with like a wet trout upside the head in hoops in hockey. But Brad, can I provide everybody with a little forward thinking
process? Do.
Because I did hit on a live bet because somebody had pointed out to me that in the National Basketball Association, the Washington Wizards are one of these teams that looks like hot garbage in the first half, but they are one of the top scoring teams in the second half. So Brad, I jumped on the Wizards at plus 12 at halftime. And they went on to win the game by 3.
Beautiful. That's what you got to do.
So just a little association knowledge for folks out there.
Yeah, and, you know, there are some of those team tendencies that also exist, you know, in college basketball as well, like Utah, who's in action tonight. They're one of the best first-half teams in the game. So, you know, maybe something worth wagering on, and maybe we all can get back on the right track. And, by the way, the Gonzaga Bulldogs, yeah, they're the heroes we all need right now in college basketball. They're laying 23.5 against a Pacific team that just a couple of weeks ago they dismantled by 46. So come on, Mark Few and company, get it done once again and cover the 23.5. Look, if you want to get back in the saddle, whether it's the NBA, whether it's the NHL, whether it's college basketball, you need to do so right now at DraftKings Sportsbook. And look, you might have heard the 55th big game is this weekend, 55. A game this big deserves a big prize, not just some shiny, fancy trophy. And to finish off the football season, DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is giving all players a no-brainer of an offer. To celebrate football's finale, DraftKings Sportsbook is doubling your money if a touchdown is scored in the big game. That's right, you heard that correctly. All it takes is one TD to be scored Sunday night, and boom, your money is doubled. Sounds like a no-brainer, right? As if this game wasn't enough reason to party, with double the cash, you'll be celebrating till next season. And don't forget about DraftKings Big Game Prediction Challenge with up to $55 million in total prizes up for grabs and instant prizes for everyone who enters the contest. So here's what you got to do. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use that promo code FTN. Again, promo code FTN to get a free shot at doubling your money if a touchdown is scored in Sunday's game. Considering the total is like 56.5, it's nearly a lock. That's promo code FTN to get a shot at doubling your money during Sunday night's season finale only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, New Jersey, Indiana, or Colorado residents only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/prediction-challenge-DFS for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9 with it, or in Colorado, 1-800-522-4700. With that, on this hashtag Tequila Thursday, let's get to the Fade 5.
number five.
All right, Lundy, let's go to a place that you know and love. Home is where the heart is, and hopefully where the cash will be made as well, in Corvallis, Oregon, as the Oregon State Beavers, your alma mater, square off against Washington in kind of a Pac-12 battle of futility. Is the Fade the Huskies idea back in play here, Lundy? I say it is. After back-to-back wins, inexplicably against Utah and Colorado, I think Fade the Huskies is indeed back and in action. You know, you saw what they did against Washington State. It was a whole lot of nothing. They shot just 0.84 points per possession in that game against the Cougs. They gave up 19 offensive rebounds and committed 19 turnovers. Barf! The Huskies are at or near the bottom in several offensive and defensive categories, whether on the national scene or inside Pac-12 play. And, you know, you can look at Oregon State. Sure, they lost back-to-back games against USC and UCLA, but they were very competitive in those matchups, played well before that, knocking off the aforementioned Trojans at home in Corvallis. Now, Oregon State is number 289 in the country in mid-range shot percentage. That'll be key in softening up the zone, but they do have some zone busters and Lucas and Kalu and Hunt, all those guys shooting at least 38% from beyond the arc. And two, the Beavs generate a ton of second chance opportunities, which you can certainly take advantage of against Mike Hopkins' 2-3. So give me the Beavs, baby, minus six against those mushless Huskies. Fade or follow.
Why do you
come
do
on
this to me?
You can do it.
Why
you
do you do
it.
This to me? Fine, I'll follow. I'll
yeah
follow. The problem is the Oregon State has covered four out of their last five. The problem with that is that they were the underdog in all of those.
Yep.
So
yeah,
all
true.
They were trying to do was get the cover to keep it close, as opposed to actually winning outright and covering the six. You do this to me on purpose. You know that it just causes me anxiety and for my blood pressure to go up. So I'll tell you what, I'll follow, and I'm going to cross my fingers that you didn't jinx them like you did the last time.
No jinx need apply. Go Beavs!
Number four.
All right, let's stay in the great state of Oregon, and let's talk about the other school in Eugene hosting Washington State. That, of course, is the Oregon Ducks, and I'm going to take the visiting team here and Wazoo at plus 12. Look, Dana Altman had some pointed commentary yesterday. He is a man that is obviously frustrated, banging his head against the wall, because this is the second time this season that the Ducks are coming off of a COVID stoppage, and Altman says, look, man, we're kind of disoriented. We are lacking continuity right now. We've had one practice over the last several days, and they just really can't get their bearings straight. And as a result, I think Washington State's going to come in against this rusty club, and they're going to keep it competitive. Washington State, of course, I just mentioned, they blasted UW in Seattle over the weekend. They're certainly more competitive with Isaac Bonten on the court. He had 25 against the Huskies coming off the flu. And you look at the Cougs, they got to protect the rock. Their biggest bugaboo is turning the ball over. They do so at a 22.3% clip inside Pac-12 play. But you can attack the 10 on this Oregon team. The Ducks dead last in two-point percentage D, giving up 55.4% in the Pac-12. So Bonten and Williams off the bounce. They can go after it inside, draw some contact, maybe kiss a couple off the glass. I think they're going to lose this game, sure, but I think they're going to keep it within a 10-point margin. So fade or follow the Cougs plus 12 against those Ducks who haven't played in a couple of weeks.
Well, first of all, I hate the Ducks, so this is pretty easy for me. A couple of things. You were talking about Altman's comments, and look, he's got a point with how out of whack this team has been. Oregon has played once in the last 26 days. And yeah. Oh, by the way, that was against Oregon State, where they were a 9-point favorite and they lost by 11. I'm yeah. no math major, but that's 20 points, folks. That was pretty bad. The Ducks have also only practiced a half a dozen times in the last month. So this team is most definitely out of whack. Like you said, I think that they can beat Wazoo, but after seeing what happened to the Ducks against Oregon State when they were finally able to get back and play, it wouldn't surprise me for Washington State to be able to continue to keep things close, and therefore a dozen points, way too much, in my opinion. The Ducks are just not firing with all their feathers right now, and I think Wazoo keeps this close.
Yeah, turn those Ducks to fog. Wazoo.
Number three.
All right, let's move on to our NBA player pop of the day, presented by MonkeyKnifeFight.com. Go to MonkeyKnifeFight.com and sign up with the promo code FTN. Again, promo code FTN. And when you do, as a new user, get a free $5 game on the house. It's a very simple game to play. It's a DFS contest like any other. Just you against the house on your favorite player props, more or less, across the NBA, the NHL, the NFL, and Super Bowl 55, even college sports. They got it all. Go there again right now and use that promo code FTN and have an MKF in good time only at MonkeyKnifeFight.com. And let's go to the Spider-Man himself, and a member of the Utah Jazz, a guy who is indispensable in this roster, and Donovan Mitchell, going up against the Atlanta Hawks. The line here is 23.5 points, and I'm taking the over on this one. Now, you look at some of the cursory numbers out there, and it would suggest maybe the under is the wiser play. Atlanta is number 11 in the NBA in defensive efficiency, giving up 1.066 points per possession. They're also number 2 in three-point percentage D. But using the FTN Daily Advanced DVP tool for the NBA, this is the best possible matchup for a scorer, which exactly is what Mitchell is, as the Hawks have given up 39.1 fantasy points per game to shooters on the season. Now, Mitchell back in mid-January in the first matchup between these two teams, drained 6 triples, had 26 points. He has been over this 23.5 points total in 8 of his last 13 games. And we know, Lundy, from watching him, you're a Nuggets guy, so you've seen Utah several times over the years. Donovan Mitchell, man, he just gets buckets, and usually in bunches. And I think it's going to be one of those episodes tonight that will unfold on your television screen. So, fade or follow my over, Donovan Mitchell, 23.5 points against the Hawks.
I'm going to follow, Brad, but it's got nothing to do with the matchup. It's got nothing to do with the fact it's Donovan Mitchell. You could have made up an NBA player here right now, and I'm going to follow. Why? Because right now, with your Monkey Knife Fight player props of the day in the NBA, you are like, it's like I've walked up to the roulette wheel and it's been red like 6 times in a row. And you're like, come on, black is due, right? Like black
and then
hit,
green
right?
hits.
right. Because we have been striking out here of late with some of our player props from the NBA with Monkey Knife Fight. So I think this is the one that gets us back on the horse. Let's see if Donovan can drain those buckets.
Oh, please make it rain threes, Mitchell. I need to make some money.
Number 2.
All right, let's go to the Big Ten, and let's talk about a matchup. The resurrected Rutgers Scarlet Knights riding the high of a 3-game winning streak, going up against the Minnesota Golden Gophers, and I love the home team inside the rack. And I think Rutgers is going to rack them. They use a medieval reference in terms of the Golden Gophers. Rutgers laying 5 in this contest, and the Knights are finally healthy. And as a result, they're jousting foes at their full capacity, at their full strength. The last 3 games, Lundy, holding opponents to just 0.815 points per possession. So they've really blanketed the competition. They force a ton of turnovers, 19.9% of the time. That's number 1 in Big Ten play. And Minnesota, they have had major woes away from Minneapolis. This is the worst 3-point shooting team percentage-wise in the Big Ten, netting just 29.3%. They're not that great inside either, scoring 44.7%. And the Gophers in that tailspin here the last 5 games, they've dropped 4 contests straight up. And again, on the road this season, fans or no fans, it doesn't matter for them, they have lost by an average margin of 19.6 points. So it is a night and day difference, home and away, for Minnesota. And hopefully, you know, Ron Harper Jr., he can show up in this game. He's just 1 for his last 15 from beyond the arc. But I think he'll find his stroke against this Golden Gophers team that just sinks to the bottom of the Big Ten when they are not inside the creature comforts of home there inside the barn. So give me Rutgers -5 against Goldie. Fade or follow.
I will absolutely follow on this one. Rutgers covering 4 out of the last 5 that they've been home favorites. I will take that. I will take Ron Harper Jr. in the hopes that his ankle is back and he is at 100%. Yes, Minnesota, not good on the road. Give me Rutgers. Give me the opportunity to cover the 5 and then some as home favorites. Because as you said, Minnesota, not good when they have to hit the road.
Rack 'em! Rutgers
number 1.
All right, last but certainly not least, let's stay in the Big Ten and the marquee matchup here on this Thursday night slate, Ohio State. The Ohio State. I have to say that for copyright reasons, otherwise they're going to sue my ass. Going to Iowa City to face Luka Garza and the Hawkeyes. And I like the visitors here catching 5.5. I think it's just too many points. I think this is going to be a tightly contested battle from start to finish. Ohio State has depth and interior brawn to really neutralize or at least keep Luka Garza somewhat at bay with EJ Liddell suing Key, Kyle Young. It's really kind of an unattractive matchup visually and on paper for this Hawkeyes team. Ohio State really D's up to high acumen in that category, giving up just a 48.3% effective field goal rate in Big Ten play and only 29.7% along the arc. And you know what greases the wheel for Iowa? It is certainly those long distance shots. And if they're not falling, they're in a whole lot of trouble. Ohio State also road tested this season. They got wins at Rutgers, at Illinois, and at Wisconsin. Yeah, sure, Iowa's number 1, number 2, and 4 different offensive categories, but their defense has become a liability, much like previous iterations of this team we've seen. Over the last few games, they've given up a ton of points. In fact, over the Big Ten slate, they've given up 1.074 points per possession and 36.7% along the arc. So push comes to shove when it's all said and done. Iowa may win this thing, but it may only be by like a 2 to 4 point spread. So give me Brutus Buckeye plus the 5.5. Fade or follow.
I will fade, good sir. I am going to go with the Hawkeyes at home. By the way, have you seen the over-under in this? 158.5 is where the over-under is at. Holy Nikes, that's a lot
too high. That's too high. I would be under on that.
I would absolutely agree with that. I would be under on that. And in fact, Brad, that's, you know, we talk a lot about, you know, live lines and things like that. I might try to see if this thing starts off maybe a little bit slow, see if that number comes down. Maybe I can jump on it in a live line. If that thing comes down to, you know, I don't know, 150, 149, somewhere in that range, but 158.5. Holy cow. But I'm actually going to take Iowa here. I agree with you. I think this is going to be close. But so far, when you look at the way Iowa has been, I think they actually wind up pulling away here late. I don't know why. A little bit of a TYG here, but I think the 5.5 they wind up covering. I think they win it by 7 or 8 points and manage to take care of the Buckeyes at home.
Maybe an outliner. That could be nice. Maybe pair it with the Zags that we talked about at the top of the show. Whittle that down to maybe like 19.5. Maybe give Ohio State a little bit of a boost to like plus 9.5. Get it at plus odds. I kind of like that. I kind of
like
I'm going a little Tony Romo there.
I don't know, Jim.
I don't know. But I kind of like it.
I'm looking forward to tomorrow. We're going to lock and load some player props, baby, for the Super Bowl. I'm getting excited.
Yeah, we will. We're going to have a 5-pack of player props, our top 5 on the board for Super Bowl 55. We'll definitely work in some bonus time. I have 18 wagers already locked in. So there's a lot to discuss for sure in preparation for the big game on Sunday. And that is a wrap on this edition of the Fade the Noise podcast. Please follow Lundy on Twitter at Nate Lundy. Follow me at Noisy Huevos. Drop us a rating and a review. Would you kindly, if you enjoy this program, whether you're fading us, and hopefully you are, or following us, and check out FTNBets.com, FTNDaily.com, and FTNFantasy.com for all of your sports betting and fantasy sports content needs. Use that promo code Evans, E-V-A-N-S, to score 10% off your subscription today. And until tomorrow in our Super Bowl extravaganza, as always, fade or follow. That is up to you.
Fade the noise.